Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. Today we are up to Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, 17a, and we are on the very bottom of Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. We're in the middle of a discussion about the importance of Talmud Torah. This was based on a discussion about the fact that some of the Sanhedrin were not so happy with Mordechai after this whole episode because he was neglecting some of his Talmud Torah. So now comes the Gemara and says, Amarav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, Gadol Talmud Torah Yoter Mi Kibud Avaim. That Talmud Torah is more important than Kibud Avaim, than honoring one's mother and father. How do we know? This Shakol Osan Shanim Shaya Yaakov Avinu Beis Ever Lo Nash, because all the years that Yaakov spent in the Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever, in the Yeshiva of Ever, Shem was no longer alive at that time, he was not punished, even though during that time he was not fulfilling Kibud Avaim, he was not honoring his parents because he was away. Basically what happened was, when Yaakov took the brachos from Esav, so he was told to run away by his mother. So he went to Lavan's house and he was there for 22 years. But he was really away from his parents for a total of 36 years. Now, fast forward, when he has Yosef and Yosef is missing, Yosef's missing for 22 years, and Chazal teach us that's Midah Kenegan Midah, he was punished because he left his parents for 22 years, so too Yosef left him for 22 years. But if you look at the actual numbers, he was away for 36 years, so it must be that he was not punished for the 14 years that he spent learning Torah, because Talmud Torah is better than Kibud Avaim. How do we know this? Damar Mar, Lama Nimnu Shnosav Shel Yishmael. Why were the years of Yishmael counted in the Torah? We know how old Yishmael was. What's the purpose? He wasn't a tzaddik. Why are we counting his years? Kedei L'yachis Ben Shnosav Shel Yaakov, in order to go and calculate them through the years of Yaakov. What does it mean? Because the Torah tells us that Yishmael lived until 137 years old. Now, Kama Kashish Yishmael mi Yitzchak. Now, how much older was Yishmael than Yitzchak? So we know our Beis Arshinin. We know he was 14 years older than Yitzchak, because Dikseva Avram ben Shmonim Shana Vishesh Shanim Beledes Hagar Es Yishmael Avram. Ukseva Avram ben Ashana Bihivalid Lo Es Yitzchak. We know, because we know that Avraham was 86 years old when Yishmael was born, and he was 100 years old when Yitzchak was born. So we know that Yishmael was 14 years older than Yitzchak. Now that we proved that, Ukseva Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana Beledes, and we also know that when Yaakov and Esav were born, that Yitzchak was 60 years old, which would mean Bar Kamahava Yishmael Bisyaud Yaakov. So how old was Yishmael when Yaakov was born? Bar Shivim Varba. He was 74, because 60 plus 14 is 74. Kama Paishan Mishnei. At that time, how many years of life did Yishmael have left? So what's 137 minus 74? Shitin Utlas, it's 63. So what we see is that Yishmael died when Yaakov was 63 years old. Now, all of this in our background, V'tanin, it was taught in a brisa, Yaakov Avinu b'shash and esparach mi'av ben shishim v'shalosh shana. That it's taught that when Yaakov was blessed by his father, when he took the brachos, so that was when he was 63 years old. Uvo b'perek meis Yishmael. And at that same time, Yishmael passed away. D'ksiv v'yar Esav kivarech, because it says that Esav saw that Yitzchak had given the brachos to Yaakov. V'yilch Esav v'yishmael v'yikach es machlas bas Yishmael achos nevayos. And then it says that Esav was so mad, he went to Yishmael and he took Machlas, the daughter of Yishmael, who's also the sister of Nevayos, meaning that he went to go take her for a wife. Mimash Mishnemar Bas Yishmael in Yodeshi Achos Nevayos. Why does the Torah need to tell us that it's the daughter of Yishmael and also the sister of Nevayos? We already know this. Once it tells us that it's the daughter of Yishmael, of course it's the sister of Nevayos. What's the Chiddush? So Malami Chikichi Yishmael Vemeis. So what it teaches us is that Yishmael did the Kedushin to Esav with Machlas, and then he died before the marriage ever took place. V'yisiyah Nevayos Achia, and Nevayos is the one who walked her down the aisle and gave her over to Esav. So we see that Yishmael died when Yaakov was 63 years old, right around the time when the bracha situation with Esav happened at that time. Now, we have established that Yaakov was 63 when he left his father's house. And then he went to Lavan's house, we know, in Aram Naharaim. So Shishinu Slas, that he was 63 when he left his father's house. Var Besar de Misyalid Yosef. And it was another 14 years that he was in Lavan's house until Yosef was born. Hashivim Mishiva. So that would mean that at the time of Yosef being born, Yaakov should be 77. Yosef ben Shloshim Shana Ba'amdo Lefnei Paro. And we also know that Yosef was 30 years old when he stood before Paro. Hama'ahu Shva. So what this would mean is that Yaakov should be 107 years old when Yosef first stood before Paro. Shav disava vitarte de kafna, and then add to there the 7 years of plenty and the 2 years of famine, after which Yaakov then came down to Mitzrayim. So this should be hama avishisar. This should be 116 years. So when this whole meeting happens between Yaakov and Paro, if we do all the math and we add all the years correctly, Yaakov should be 116 years old when he is going to Paro. But still, uksiv, ayomer Paro el Yaakov, kami yimei shnei chayecha. But then the Torah tells us that when Yaakov meets Paro, Paro asks, how old are you? Ayomer Yaakov aparu, yimei shnei mugurai shloshim ma'ashana, ma'avishisar havyon. And then Yaakov goes and he says, I'm 130 years old. But based on our calculations, which we proved from every single step of the way, he should have been 116 at the time. So there are 14 years that are unaccounted for. So what happened in those 14 years? Elishmamina arba esrei shnin dahavim beis aver. That here we're talking about 14 years that he was studying in the yeshiva, that he was in Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever, Yeshiva Sever, and we see that happened between the departure from his house and before he got to Lavan. Lo Chashav Lu, these were not counted in the calculation that he was away from his parents. Ditanya, and it was taught in the Braisa, Haya Yaakov Beis Ever, Mutman Arba Esrei Shana. Yaakov was hidden away in the yeshiva for 14 years. Ever Meis La'achar Shiarad Yaakov Avinu Laram Naraim Shtei Shanim. And Ever passed away 2 years after Yaakov went down to Aram Naraim, to Lavan's house. Yatsa Misham Ubalo L'Aram Naraim, because Yaakov had gone from there and left in Aram Naraim. Nimtza K'sham Ar Alaber Ben Shivim V'Sheva Shana. So it seems when he went and stood by the well, when he went to Aram Naraim and he found Rachel Leah, he was 77 years old. So we see from age 63 to 77, he spent that time in yeshiva. Uminala Andu L'Mianish. And how do we know that Yaakov was not punished for neglecting Kibud Av Va'Im to go and study Torah during that time? Because it was Tana Brisa. Nimtza Yosef Shapirish Me'aviv Esr Mushtayim Shana. We know that Yosef was missing from his father after the brother sold him for 22 years. Kshem Shapirish Yaakov Avinu Me'aviv, just as long as Yaakov Avinu was away from his father. However, the Yaakov Tlasim Vishisin Havion, but if we do the math again, Yaakov was away for 36 years. Ela Arbeser Dahava Beisever Lo Chashavlu, but the 14 years that he spent learning Torah, that does not count as years that he was neglecting Kibud Av Va'Im, and therefore he was not punished for all of that. Now, sof, the base Lavan, Esrin Shinin Havion. Anyway, what seems to be problematic is that Yaakov was only in Lavan's house for 20 years, so why was he punished for 22 years? Elam Yishim Di Yishtai Bo'orcha Tartin Shinin. Rather, it must be because he delayed another 2 years on his way back to go to his father after leaving the house of Lavan, the town of Kisitanabrai. So Yatza Me'aram Narai Muvala Lesukos Vasa Sham Shmona Asar Chodesh. Because the Brisa teaches us that Yaakov left Lavan's house, went to the place called Sukkos, and stayed there for 18 months. How do we know? The Shenemar of Yaakov Nasa Sukkosa, but even Lo Baisu L'Mekneu Asa Sukkos. So the Pasuk tells us that he went to Sukkos, and he built for himself a house, and for his livestock, he made Sukkos. So house is representative of winter, and Sukkos are representative of summer. So he spent one winter and two summers there, which is 18 months. And what about the other 6 months? V'Yisel, Shisha Chadashim, Nehikriv Zvachim. Then he spent 6 months in Beit El, bringing a lot of karbonos, and this makes up for the 22 years, and this is why he was punished for 22 years. Hadron Alach Megillah Nikreis. This is the end of the first parak of Maseches Megillah. Now, we are going to go into more of a halachic element with this beginning Mishnah in the second parak. It says the Mishnah, HaKoreis HaMegillah Mafreya Lo Yatzo. If someone reads the Megillah out of order, you are not going to be Yotze. Kara Alpev, you said it by heart. Kara Targum B'chol Lashon, or if you read it in Targum, and for sure in any other language beside Hebrew, Lo Yatzo, you're not going to be Yotze. Aval Koronosal Lazos Bilaz, but you are allowed to read it in a foreign language other than Hebrew for foreigners, so that way they understand. We're going to have to understand. This seems to be a stira within the first few lines of the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to talk about the Va'aloi Sheshama Ashuris Yatza, and a foreigner who heard the Megillah in Hebrew, he has fulfilled his obligation even if he does not understand the Hebrew. Again, the Gemara is going to discuss all this. Kara Seiruginu Misnamnim Yatza. Someone read it like one part at a time with taking breaks, or if you fell half asleep in the middle, you're still going to be Yotze. Hayakosva Dorsho Magia, if one who was writing a Megillah or learning the Megillah or correcting a Megillah, so let's say you weren't really necessarily just reading it for the sake of reading it, but you were writing one or you were learning the Megillah or correcting someone in the process, in Kivin Libo Yata. If you had in mind that during this thing, like during this rewriting it, you want to be Yotze, then you're going to be Yotze Vim Lav, Lo Yata. But if you did not put your mind into it, if you did not have intent to be Yotze through that, then you are not going to be Yotze. Haisek Suva Basam Vesikr Vekomos Vekan Kuntom. If it was written with all these different types of inks, Alan Ayar Viala Diftar, or if it was written on Ayar, Diftar, different types of parchments, Lo Yotze, you're not going to be Yotze by reading from such a Megillah. Achidei Ksuva Ashuris Ala Sefer Video, and must be written in Ashuris script on parchment with black ink. That's the only way you are going to be Yotze again. Gemara will discuss all of this and how we know all of these halachas. So Minahani Mili, so starting with the first one, says the Gemara, how do we know that you have to go and read the Megillah in order? So Amar Rava, the Amrar Kra Kiksavim Lechizmanim, because the Pasuk says in accordance with their writings and their proper time, Mazmanam Lemafreya Lo, Afksavim Lemafreya Lo, just as the 14th and the 15th cannot be out of sequence, meaning just as times are in their sequence, you can't have the 15th people read before the 14th people, so too, when it comes to the Ksavim, when it comes to their writing, the Megillah must be read in order as well. So we're learning out from the fact that these words of Ksavim and Zmanam are next to each other. Es the Gemara, Midi Kriya Ksiva Hacha. Is the Megillah over there talking about reading the Megillah? That's not what it's talking about at all. It's talking about the different celebrations. Asiya Ksiva. It's talking about the other elements of the Ksiva. Lios Osim Eshnei Hayamim. As the Pasuk says, to go and celebrate these 2 days in accordance with their rules and writings and their proper time. It's not talking about reading the Megillah. Elo Mehacha. Rather, we learn out from here that Megillah has to be read in order. Diksiv, Hayamim Haila, Nizkarim Minasim, because the Pasuk says that these days shall be commemorated and celebrated. Nizkarim Minasim, Iskish Zechira L'Asiya, and we make a juxtaposition of the words Zechira and Asiya. Ma Asiya L'Mafreyalo, just as the celebration cannot be performed out of order, meaning the 15th of Adar can't come before the 14th of Adar, and the people celebrating that day can't do earlier. Af Zechira L'Mafreyalo, so too the commemoration, which is the reading of the Megillah, that also cannot be taught out of order. This is Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.